Great-grandmother dies after being struck, dragged in alleged hit and run. By Amy Furr on November 24, 2020. A great-grandmother has died after an alleged hit-and-run driver struck her while she crossed a street Monday in Los Angeles. The 76-year-old great-grandmother was crossing Miramar Street near Union Avenue, just before 6 a.m. Monday when she was hit by a Toyota sedan, according to Los Angeles police, KCAL reported. The victim, identified as Cunningham, became wedged in the car and was dragged approximately 15 feet before she freed herself, authorities said. The driver sped away, leaving the woman lying in the street. She was rushed by ambulance to a local hospital, where she passed away Monday night, the KCAL report continued. The vehicle involved in the incident appeared to be a tan, four-door 2000 to 2010 Toyota Corolla, investigators told KTLA. The Los Angeles Police Department released surveillance footage Monday showing the car. A reward of up to $25,000 is available to community members who provide information leading to the offender's identification, apprehension, and conviction or resolution through a civil compromise, the department wrote in the video's description. Anyone with information regarding the incident is asked to contact Detective Juan Campos of Central Traffic Detectives at 213-833-3713 or email 31480@lapd.online. A similar incident occurred Saturday in Claremont, Florida, when 74-year-old great-grandmother Diane Craig was reportedly hit by a car while trying to cross State Road 50 at Grand Highway, according to ClickOrlando.com. Officers found Craig lying in the roadway and she was later airlifted to Orlando Regional Medical Center where she died of her injuries on Sunday. The hit-and-run vehicle is described as a dark-colored passenger car with front-end damage, the Claremont Police Department said in a news release Monday. Brandy Simmons said her grandmother had just ended her shift at the Golden Corral and was crossing the street to buy Christmas gifts before her boyfriend arrived to pick her up. However, Simmons added that she believes her grandmother has forgiven the driver. I just want them to come forward and let us know what happened. We forgive you, but now that you left our grandmother in the road to die, justice needs to be served, she concluded.